Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
A tremendous Monday after an amazing Easter Sunday. What is up? It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day Saturday podcast, the longest running, hardest hitting, number one motivational show on the planet. And I want to talk to you a little bit about the Easter weekend in a motivational way. You certainly don't need to be a Christian to listen to this podcast. I am. I make no bones about it. Although we have people from, I don't even know. I was looking at it the other day again with a client, and I never thought to count the number of countries. Well over 100 of all faith, creed, religion, I mean, whatever. You know, you guys are rock stars. Mainly what you want to do, you want to launch your dream. You want to monetize what it is you're super passionate about. I get that, man. That resonates with me. I want to talk a little bit about some of these myths surrounding the power that we all have and God and all of that. Oh, my God. Crowley's going to touch the third rail talking about God. You're damn right I am. You're damn right I am. That's from a Few Good Men, Jack Nicholson. God, he wanted to say Jack Nicholas, but Jack Nicholson never won a Masters that I'm aware of. Jack Nicholson. Did you order the code red? You're damn right I did. Anyway, hey, it's Sam Crowley. We're off the rails already on a beautiful Monday morning towards the end of April here in 2019. I had a really great Easter weekend. I hope you did too, wherever you are in the world. And I spent it with my family. We are Christians. We believe in the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. Like I said, you don't need to believe in that to be certainly a listener to this show and to go monetize your passion. But I just want to talk about specifically Christians that I work with. And let me just frame all of this, okay? God doesn't want you to be poor, okay? Let's dispel that myth. God does not want you to be poor. I'm counseling my daughter, my beautiful 18-year-old daughter right now, who's going off to college. But before she goes to college, she's going on her first mission trip, international mission trip to Guatemala in a few months. And she has this really heart to serve God, which, look, as a father, I mean, who wouldn't want to hear that, you know? But she said something to me the other day. She's like, Dad, I want to learn to live poor. I want to be a missionary. I was like, honey, you don't have to be poor. God doesn't want you to be poor. Let me ask you a question. How are you going to bless other people if you're poor, okay? Now, you certainly don't want to. It's a heart issue. It always comes down to a heart issue. You don't want to focus on money and material possessions and think that that's going to make you happy. You know why, honey? Because your daddy used to do that. Your daddy used to buy things he couldn't afford with money he didn't have to impress people that he didn't even like. And it sucked. So don't do that. But please don't think for a minute that God wants you to be poor. He doesn't. I mean, God would love nothing more for you to be a multi-billionaire and to keep that same servant's heart that you have. Why? Because you'll be the individual who can take that money and build hospital wings and fund other mission trips and impact thousands and thousands of lives and really generations. So don't for a minute. And you know, I'm not a prosperity preacher from that respect, but man, I got to tell you, I got a real problem with Christians, especially thinking that God wants us to be poor. He doesn't. God wants to use whatever talent you have to go out and serve his kingdom. That's what it's like. And I, you know, here's a funny thing, man. Steve Jobs, what was Steve Jobs? I think, wasn't Steve Jobs Buddhist, if I'm not mistaken? And look what he did launching Apple. Like, this guy went for it, and wow, did he talk about making an impact. Bill Gates, as far as I know, Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, he's agnostic. I don't believe Bill Gates believes in God. I really don't. Michael Dell is a Jew, all right, and very successful. Dell Computers launched out of his college dorm room. What do those three people have in common? They don't even believe that they have the Holy Spirit flowing throughout them. They don't even believe that exists. Like, they don't believe Jesus rose from the dead on Easter Sunday yesterday. Like, I'm thinking about this, and this is why I wanted to share the message. And really, I appreciate people from all faiths and religion giving me some leeway to talk today on this podcast, because this is it doesn't even matter if you're a Christian. It's a belief issue, okay? You don't need to be a Christian to listen to this message, but I find it so incredibly ironic and I think pretty damn sad that we got a Buddhist, an agnostic, and a Jewish individual who launched three of the most powerful companies around the world, and they don't even believe in the power of the Holy Spirit flowing through them. And I share this message with people as well, fellow Christians. Like, hey, when you get to heaven and you have a conversation with everybody from the Old Testament, you know, you go up there and you meet all the great characters. I mean, Moses and David and all these people, right? And they're like, hey, Sam, quick question, man, quick question. Oh my God, it's Moses, man. Hey, what'd you do with the Holy Spirit? What? What'd you do with the Holy Spirit, man? We never had him back in our day. What'd you do with him, though? Like, what'd you do with all that power you had? I went to a job every day and stressed about my car payment and, you know, lived broke. What? Yeah, man, I kind of lived with a lot of regret, man. I never went for my dream. Oh, all right. Okay, well, welcome. You know, think about that conversation. For those of you, those Christians listening all around the world to this podcast, think about that conversation you're going to have with everybody from the Old Testament. What'd you do with the Holy Spirit, man? We never had it back then. Yeah, because when Jesus died, he rose and he left his spirit inside all of us, okay, to flow through us like an incredible power grid that we can use and harness that. And some of you right now, man, this message is hitting you between the eyes like a ball peen hammer right between the eyes. And it needs to. You know why? Because when it hit me like that, I vowed to never live an average day ever again. Do I have down days? Of course I do. I'm also human, okay? I'm also human. But when I think about that and this Easter celebration throughout this weekend that we had at our home and in our church and all that, and I think of all these Christians that are playing small, and none of them, not saying none of them, very few of them are actually leveraging and harnessing the power of the very spirit they believe is inside of them. They're all off to work on this Monday morning to go to an average job, to live an average life, to work with average people, thinking average thoughts and doing average things. That's not why we're here. It's not why we are here. So as I say to you, I say to my daughter as well, God wants you to be rich. And I know that's the old prosperity preaching, but that's not what I'm saying, okay? I don't want you to have any money if you don't have a servant's mentality. I would prefer you were just broke, you know? You see all these people on Facebook, man. If you ever want to just get a gut check, look at all these people on Facebook. Look at my Mercedes, man. Look at my Jag. Look at my house on the ocean. And all they want to do, it's look at me, look at me, look at me. I don't want to look at you. I don't want to look at you. Okay, that's not why I'm looking. I didn't get onto Facebook to look at another individual posing in front of their Mercedes Benz. That's not why I'm looking there. I'm looking for significance. All right, I'm looking to connect with significant individuals who are helping and adding a ton of value out there. That's got to be you, man. You've got to be that individual who's the disruptor out there, who knows the power that you have inside of you, and you choose not to play small. Because all of this stuff, it ends, man. It ends sooner than you think. You think, and the funny part is that you think you have time. You think you've got time. I'll get to it next week. I'll get to it next month. I'll get to it next year. You're fooling yourself, man. Like, you are just painting this incredible lie that is going to just be so hard to carry around. It's going to be this 1,000-pound weight of regret because you thought you had time. You don't need money to launch a movement, okay? You need a message, and you need to add any kind of value out there. And guys and girls out there, I'm telling you, I've talked to people literally from all over the world when they booked that call that I encourage you to jump on when you go to launchwithsam.com and you book that 30-minute call. And I've had people say, Sam, I want to put, you know, the yellow stripes in parking lots. I want to mow lawns. I want to be a roofer. I want to build websites. I want to be a social media manager. I want to just do landscaping, man. Whatever it is, I want to do my talent. I want to paint. You can do it all. You can do what, but it's a heart issue. You get that, right? It's a heart issue, because where your heart is, that is where everything else is going to follow. If your heart is, look at me, and you're out there to just obtain as many things as you can get, that's so shallow and it's so fleeting. And the thing is, you can't build a movement on that. That's a house of cards. It all comes crashing down. Again, how do you think I know? Come on, class, say it with me. Sam's done it before. I was the biggest loser, shallow, arrogant, ignorant ass you could ever want to meet. On the outside, oh, I was nice. I would always smile, have a good time. But the thoughts that were going through my head, the lusting for money, the lusting for women, and all of these different things, and all, I mean, my heart was so impure that if you could just look inside, it was a disaster. But the call came crashing down. I had to lose everything to gain perspective. And I think that's really a powerful, potent place to be when you got to add by subtracting from your life. When you lose everything, you gain a real quick insight of what's important in your life. And thank God I got a second chance. And I do. I thank God every day I got a second chance. When I was at Easter service yesterday, I had all my girls were sitting in the front row at service. I really had a great conversation and a heart-to-heart with God again, thanking him for these incredible blessings that have been bestowed upon my life. I mean, guys, you don't even, I'm not saying you don't get it. I'm not saying you don't understand. But I'm not sure we all appreciate just being healthy. Just having health. Just that alone, okay? Forget money, forget status, forget the car, all that. Just to be able to wake up on the right side of the ground, to plant both your feet on the floor when you get out of bed, to be able to have a cup of coffee, to be able to walk without a limp or not have to have somebody help you into a wheelchair or hook you up to your oxygen tank, any of that. We take all of that for granted because probably we haven't had to live through that. Once you've had to live through or have a relative or a close friend go through some serious health issues, do we then start to even appreciate, wow, but for the grace of God, that could be me. Unbelievable. So my Easter message in 2019 is to stop. It's what it always is. Stop playing average. Stop being average. Stop thinking average. Stop limiting God's power in your life. Start believing that that spirit flowing through you is like this electrical grid that is just waiting for you to plug into it. And you're not doing it. My call for you today is to do it. Plug into that power and make it a heart issue. Say, when I, don't say if I or if I could. Those are weak ass statements that's never served anybody. It's coming from such a scarcity, low thought process. Don't say if I could or wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice? No, that's not it. That is so weak and you'll never get the blessings in life. When I launch my movement, when I get on stage, when I start adding value, when I service people, when I, those two words, they must fuel your passion, because this isn't an if issue, okay? It's not like if it it's going to happen. But if you do believe in God, he certainly isn't going to meet you at a weak statement like if I could. You got to believe it's already done. It's done. Believe it's done. That's what faith is all about. You can live in faith, which is believing something that hasn't happened yet in a powerful, positive way. Or you can believe in fear, which is the same thing, something that hasn't happened yet, but in a very weak scarcity play. Don't do that to yourself, all right? You got one life. You got one shot. We got a new week, as far as I think, because today's the 22nd. This is our last full week of April. Wow, think about that. The last full week of April, 2019. Month number 4, gone, in the books. That's it. Now we're into month number 5. This is how this stuff works, guys. After 4 comes 5. After 5 comes 6. Before you know it, I'm going to be doing a podcast on June 30th saying we're halfway through the year now. We're done. Don't let May look like April if you weren't satisfied with the way April looked. You control all of that. It starts with a decision. Get your heart in a good spot, all right? Get your heart in a good spot, because when the money does come, wow, people will be traveling from miles around to watch you burn. Why? Because they're going to know your heart's in a good spot and you can help them and you can bless them. All anybody wants to be around is somebody that can add value to their lives in a positive way, because when they get that value from you, they pay it forward to someone else. They don't need to see a picture of your car. They don't need to see a picture of your vacation. All right. They don't need to see a picture of your boat, anything like that. They need to see the picture of their life and how it's going to change by connecting with you. Does that make sense? Book your call. Don't keep waiting. Oh, I'll get on the phone when I have money. I'll get on the phone. Don't do that to yourself. Book your call. Go to launchwithsam.com and let's get after it. All right, you ready? I'm fired up, baby. I'm fired up!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.